Minister, as you know, thousands of families from the west of Ireland have had their lives torn asunder by the mica and pyrite scandal. Their homes are crumbling around them. This is a national disaster. This is an earthquake happening in slow motion. The trail of devastation winds its way through communities that share the sorrow and anger of their family, friends and neighbours. Communities from my own in North Donegal, down through Sligo, Mayo and on to Clare, Limerick and Tipperary. On Friday, the families and their supporters will again descend on Dublin to protest for your government to deliver 100% redress. They shouldn't have to do this, Minister. On the very day the families last protested in Dublin, June 15th of this year, this Dáil unanimously passed a motion instructing the government to provide 100% redress. 4 months ago, these families should have seen their nightmare finally brought to an end. A nightmare that has taken a heavy toll on them. Financial ruin, emotional breakdowns, and a real sense of abandonment by the state. Yet here we are in October, and the families are left with no other option but to again travel to the capital and shout as loudly as possible for the government to hear them. Full 100% redress is the only just solution. It must cover the cost of demolition and rebuild, because that is the reality facing so many of our families. The demolition of their homes because these blocks are crumbling like Weetabix biscuits. Only demolition and rebuild will ensure a safe home in many cases, and the government cannot walk away from this truth. Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil TDs in the 6 affected counties see that truth. They all support 100% redress. Have you spoken to them all? Have they told you what they have witnessed? Have they explained the condition of these houses and the misery of these families? Because if they have, and if you have listened, there is no way the full cost of demolition and rebuild would be left out of redress. Last July, in a deeply moving video, the Irish Times interviewed 5 Donegal families with crumbling homes. I want to read the words of Sally Ruddy in that video to you today. Sally said, "You think heartbreak, that is something with a starting point and a finishing point, but this just drags on for years and years. There's no end, and there's no end in sight." Minister, you have it in your power today to bring an end to the family's agony. You can tell them that they do not need to come to Dublin, that they will have 100% redress. You may not have all the details, but surely you can give them that assurance. Minister, the families are not going away. They have risen above the trauma, and they have found their strength, and it's powerful. They have won the hearts and minds of the people of Ireland, because the people of Ireland know what's right. Do not force them to come to Dublin again this Friday. Do the right thing. End their agony. Tell them that they will have 100% redress.
Thank you, Deputy Mr. Darrell Brown, please.
Thank you, Deputy, for your question and raising this really important issue that I'm acutely aware of and have been heavily engaged in indeed. Actually, one of the first trips I took as Minister in 2020 was to Donegal, and you attended yourself, and we met residents in Buncrana. I met residents I went to homeowners at the time. I've been to homeowners in Clare. This was a scheme that I inherited. I inherited a scheme from January, February 2020, which I've committed and this government have committed to improving. I firstly, Ciarán Corla, genuinely want to thank the homeowners and their representatives for their serious engagement and the time and effort that they've given voluntarily to the working group process, which I established following the protests in the summer. And they've engaged honestly. It's been difficult. My own officials have engaged, and I brought the housing agency in also, who I think will play a very important role in this. We're committed to enhancing this scheme, and we've made progress already. I'm not going to delay on it, Deputy McLaughlin, I can tell you that. And I do recognise both my own colleagues in government, TDs and senators, and indeed your own, and the input that they have had into this process, because it is an absolute tragedy. It's people's homes crumbling, and we want to help to resolve that. I have said very clearly when I met the group on the 29th of September, the day before the working group report was published, that the scheme that the previous government instituted has not, as intended, worked. And many at the time, as you'll know, actually gave that scheme a guarded welcome. I said in Buncrana in August 2020 that all schemes evolve and schemes change, and I'm committed to making sure that that happens. We have some work to do, and we're doing that work right now. The working group report was published. I circulated it to opposition spokespeople as well, just seeking any input that people may wish to bring into the process. The next step is that I will be bringing proposals and working through options to the three party leaders and indeed to my cabinet colleagues, and the government will make a decision then in due course. I respect the right of people to protest, I always have. And I recognise this, and I gave an indicative timeline to the residents when I met them on the 29th of September. I did say to them that my work would not be concluded by the 8th of October, and in fairness, they realised that and accepted that, and we had a good and open discussion around it. We have made progress, and I just to advise the House of Count Corla, in some very significant areas already, and I think it's important that that's recognised, particularly in the area of certification, in the area of actually people having recourse back to a scheme should work be done, in the area of planning exemptions, in the area of upfront costs. Very significant changes or proposed changes have already been made, and I've said clearly that nothing, including the caps or the 100%, is off the table. I need a government decision on that. I will be bringing option papers to government in the coming days. We will be bringing that to Cabinet then as well to make a decision, and I will absolutely be engaging, particularly with the representatives from the affected counties on the defective blocks. There are other counties as well that I visited and where we're receiving submissions in. So whatever changes we make are going to require it to be underpinned by way of legislation as well. We can't just keep changing this by way of regulation. It's a very serious issue for thousands of families. I've met them, you represent them, and I absolutely understand the stress and trauma that they've gone through and that they're continuing to go through. Deputy, as I said, one of the first things I did as Minister when I took over was visit Donegal to discuss the previous scheme with the residents. We're close to bringing forward quite significant enhancements, which I have to work through, and obviously the House, yourself, your party and others here, including government, will be advised on that, and that will be in the coming weeks.
Minister, at the core of this is that every citizen, every family in this state are treated exactly the same. And the families, and you're very familiar with the Pyrite Resolution Scheme, the families, over 2,000 of them now in Dublin and North Leinster, absolutely rightly receive 100% redress. They did nothing wrong, and they were failed by the absence of state regulation and oversight. Our families in Donegal, Mayo, Sligo, Clare, Limerick and Tipperary deserve exactly the same, 100% redress, full redress, and a clear message from this government that all of our families, no matter where they live, did nothing wrong. They were profoundly failed by this state, and they will be treated exactly the same. And this state will learn the lessons from all of this. We will learn the lessons. We will make sure that our laws will be updated, that this will never, ever happen again. So the families will protest on Friday. I hope to God it's the last time they ever have to come to the city to protest and that they get the justice that they deserve. Minister, I appeal to you again for 100% redress for all of our citizens, no matter where they live.
Thank you, Deputy Minister. Yeah, and look, take them on five, and I do intend to bring a memorandum to government in the coming weeks. And that memorandum will be underpinned by three core principles, that the enhancements and changes we made are timely, that they're reasonable, and that they're consistent. And as a Republican myself, I believe in equality. Absolutely no question of that. I've had experience in my own constituency of defective works, both pyrite in the infill and other defects. And let's do as well at this stage, I think it's important to mention that I have established a working group in relation to apartment defects and fire defects also. This is a serious problem, and we know that. I committed to improving this scheme as Minister for Housing. I intend to bring those enhancements forward. I do look forward genuinely to any input any other parties would have into that, and to do that, and I will bring those as part of the overall submission that I will bring to Cabinet in the coming weeks. And I too hope that the protest on the 8th of October will be the last time that residents from those affected counties feel that they need to come and protest. But I welcomed them here in the summer. I met with them as well. I've met with them since. And I fully understand what they're going through, and we intend to improve the situation greatly for them.